the tickers on.
Oh, I thought this was like the introduction.
No.
All right.
Every time that he starts. Okay.
Hi, I'm Jim, and I failed at a lot of things in life. Join me and my co-host Matt as we discuss what went wrong and we speak to people who appear to have done those things right. Join us as we discuss how to fail at everything and still succeed.
A division of the Outerson Press Digital Media Company.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are. We're in Matt's basement right now. Matt doesn't have a microphone. You're really good. Yes. So we're here with our good friend Andrea. Andrea, do you want to tell the good folks in the Podfather Nation who you are, where you're from, why you're here, and what you do?
Well, apparently I'm going to get killed tonight, so we're going to start it off like that. I'm just kidding. My name is Andrea. I work at Brayford Toyota, so these guys here, they're interviewing me because they want to talk about women in the workplace. Yeah. Super, super excited to be a part of that. Yeah. I think what you guys are doing is great. I love being part of this.
Oh, it's great to have you being part of our fun adventure.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes, yes. So, Andrea, yes, yes. So, we're going to start. And so, your name's Andrea, and you work at Brayford Toyota. What do you do at Brayford Toyota?
I work in sales. So, sorry, you actually did ask me where I'm from. So, grew up here in Brayford, went to school in London, went to Fanshawe.
Oh, wow.
And then I was involved with animals, stuff like that. So, how I got involved with Brayford Toyota. So, I actually wanted to work in a dealership like for months, but no one was hiring. No one was hiring. I specifically wanted to get into Brayford Toyota. Again, though, they just weren't hiring. I started going around applying to other dealerships. All of a sudden, I got a call from Brayford Toyota.
Oh, wow.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And now I've met a wonderful, wonderful bunch of people. Kind of including Matt.
Kind of.
Yeah, so that's how I got involved with Brayford Toyota. I'm saying Brayford Toyota way too much.
No, nope,
that's good promotion for the dealership.
Yeah, hopefully they're going to cut you a check for this one.
I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous to show this to my manager, so we'll see kind of the stories that we'll start talking about.
We'll just edit. Yeah, we'll edit his name out. So how long have you been at Brayford Toyota? And why Brayford Toyota? Why was that so important to you?
Honestly, I have a few friends that have worked in other dealerships, and they kind of scared me away from it. But it was something that I did want for a while. So anyways, yeah, they basically said it was really, really hard to move up. But then again, especially being a woman in the workplace, like that is difficult. I feel like in just a male dominated industry. Yeah. So I don't know, the people that worked there, but then also moving up was a lot harder. And I didn't know anybody who worked at Toyota except for one person. And she spoke extremely highly of the dealership. So that was great. And I spoke to one of the managers there, and we just actually seemed to genuinely get along. So I think that that's one reason why I was so excited to be there. And that worked out because everybody else that works there is pretty great for the most part.
Yeah, they seem to be a good bunch. I really enjoy hanging out with them. So you went to Fanshawe. What was like, did you go to school? Like did you go to school for then?
So originally I went to school for interior design. Honestly, if I had buttloads of money, I would have gone to school to be an architect. I just like design and all that kind of stuff. And then my grandfather, he actually owned a graphic design business. So after I completed interior design, it was so hard to find a job that wasn't in Toronto.
Sorry, Clara just came down.
We've got a guest. Yeah, we've got another guest.
There's a guest. Sorry about that.
No.
Super professional here. That's what we're all about. So you went to school. Sorry, you wanted to become an interior designer, and your grandfather.
I got a little bit off topic there. Once I completed that, I went around and I was looking around for jobs, and there was nothing that wasn't in the GTA area. and I don't want to live in the city. I've never wanted to live in the city, just not about it. So after that, I went to school for marketing because even before that, my grandfather, he was just super inspiring because he just, you know, he didn't really come from much either. Went to school for graphic design, owned his own business. And I always thought that like advertising and stuff like that is really cool. So after that, I went to school for marketing, but I was just, again, don't come from very much. So I was working my butt off while I was in school. And then after that, it just, you know, I didn't apply for anything that was, I don't know, for marketing because I was just so busy with work. And then after that, I was moving home. And then that's when, I don't know why I had it in my head that I wanted to work in a dealership. I don't know. People call me crazy. I enjoy customer service and I've always found cars very interesting and I love to learn. So I love the fact that the cars are always changing because there's always something new to learn and I love that. And then again, that's what brought me to Brantford Toyota, hearing good things and just wanting to have, I don't know, to be in a dealership for a really long time.
So customer service and like marketing and sales.
Yeah.
And stuff,
so I kind of thought.
What you're you like interacting with people.
This podcast is brought to you by.
Are you a local artist or business looking to get your merch ideas out into the real world? Are you a musician or band wondering how you'll afford your next run of shirts? You should talk to Fat Dave. Fat Dave is an on-demand platform to help you distribute your merchandising creations. With Fat Dave, you can launch multiple designs, styles, and colors without the usual upfront burden and without fear of spending on items that could take forever to sell. Everything you create with Fat Dave is available to your customers online 24/7. Support local. FatDave.ca.
For the most part.
You're really good with people. Yes.
For the most part. Apparently not you, though.
Yeah, so. So
you can tell the story.
Yeah, I'll tell the story. So this podcast is called How to Fail at Everything and Still Succeed.
Let's talk about one of my failures.
So this
right
is one. It wasn't so much your failure. It was all our failures.
It was
failure
mutual.
To communicate.
It was mutual.
So Lauren and myself were in the market for a new car, and I'm all about supporting my friends because I'm like, well, when I need a car, I'm going to go see my friend. And look, well, maybe we should talk about how we first met at Halloween a couple
years
ago.
Yeah, let's rewind this.
This is like our 2-year anniversary of friendship right now.
Oh my gosh,
it is. It actually is because
it definitely is. This is special.
So we picked tonight. Yeah, that's totally. We planned this.
Do you know when you actually played?
Yeah, on October 28th. Yeah, it was like Saturday, October 28th. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yep, probably around this time I was donning the stage in my banana costume with the
Happy
rest of the Dusty
anniversary,
Dads.
Happy
anniversary, Jim. To us, Cheers. So, Andrea, you showed up to the gig that Matt and I were playing at with your boy toy, Jordan.
My boy toy, yeah.
Your boy
that's
toy,
exactly what
he
little, is.
Just your side piece.
My
is,
side piece.
Yeah, your side piece. So you showed up with him.
Yeah.
And after I was done playing with Matt, I had forgotten my wallet because it was a charity thing. So I'm like, oh, I don't need to bring any money to a charity show. Why would I bring money to a charity show? And I remember I briefly met you and I'm just like, oh, she's my friend. And so I saw you in the hallway and I'm like,
that you introduced yourself
no,
to
I'm
me.
Just like, hey, yo, whoever you are. I don't think I knew your name either.
I don't think you did.
And I was like, hey, can I borrow $5 from you?
It wasn't $5. No. It was 20.
Oh, I just asked you for 20. Oh,
yeah,
yes,
because that's why I was like, okay, this guy wants $5 to get drunk. Sure thing.
Yeah.
But you're asking me for $20 and I don't know you. So it's like, man, you're kind of asking for a lot.
And I was wondering why Andrea wouldn't give me $20. But in my head, I wanted to.
You wanted to
e-transfer,
me, and then you wanted my cash. Because
I knew how weird it was. All I had, I'm like, I know how weird this is, and I'm going to give you the money. I'm good
but
for
also,
it.
But also, speaking of my boy toy, so he was like, we're going to talk to this guy about a mortgage,
and
then you're asking me for money, so it's like,
that guy's not good with money.
What is happening right
What's
now?
With this guy? that's my failure to introduce myself, so you were really confused by me. And
that's a good person.
A good first impression. And then we sorted it out and you laughed your
ass
off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a funny photo from that night. And you're definitely good shit.
So then moving on, I'm like, okay, well, you're a car salesperson.
Yep.
A woman, man, salesman. What do you want to call
man.
It? No, like what? Sorry, what do you call?
We used to call ourselves product advisors, now we're just sales consultants.
Sales consultant. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I'm here with the best sales consultant at Toyota.
Thank you.
In my experience.
In your experience, I want to say otherwise.
What's that? None yet, but I'm just...
But that's
just...
the one thing I do love, because you were like, I promise you one day I'm going to buy a car off of you.
Yeah, I am. I do promise you, and I'm not going to bother you. It's in my head.
Oh, and you can bother me.
Lauren and I were in the market to replace our Hyundai Elantra. So the similar car to that would be the Corolla.
Yeah, but we appraised your Dodge. Your caravan.
Yeah. My sweet caravan. I was going to trade that in for another Corolla.
Yeah. And I think it was a we owed you money.
Yeah.
By doing that trade, we would have owed you money.
Oh, for that one. Yeah. But then
Jim
came
to see me twice.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was when I wanted to trade the van in. Yeah. But the time that Lauren and I were looking for the car and you pulled the car up. So you're like, oh yeah, the Corolla is similar to the Elantra. And then you pulled it up. And Andrea's like, I'm short, and Andrea's shorter than me, so.
I can, like, just ride the golf carts at Benmar.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah.
That's how short
For
I
everyone
am.
In the pod, Father Nation, Andrea's pretty short. So, so Andrea pulled this beautiful new Corolla up, and we got into it, and Lauren immediately said, and Lauren's my height.
Yeah.
So Lauren's taller than you. And
I'm
she
talking
was,
about how much space is in the Corolla.
Yeah, you're telling us. And so we're out, and we take it for a drive, and Lauren's like, I don't know, there's not a lot of headroom in here. And then, like, it wasn't until we took Jordan out the one night, and I was thinking about the seats and, like, thinking about what Lauren
this
said.
This is, like,
how there's
months
no...
later.
Yeah, yeah. This was a couple months ago, so... We were looking for that car a year and a half ago, and a couple months ago, it just came to mind that, like, the reason why. We're out with Jordan, and I'm like, and he's like, oh, man, are you guys replacing this yet? And I'm like, oh, this is the new one. He's like, oh, you didn't buy one off Andrea? And I'm like, no, there was no headroom in the Corolla. And then I'm like, oh, my God, Andrea pumps the seat up so high. So there, it was just... The seat wasn't positioned properly, so for a short person,
great.
If we were
your
height, there would have been tons of headroom, but all we had to do was adjust the seat.
I feel like my manager's going to listen to this, so I'm sorry, Chris.
I feel like our problem was we didn't tell you that, because I know if I told you, oh, it seems like there's
I
no
would have
headroom,
been like,
been
no,
like,
no,
oh, no, 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 here we go. So
this is how you adjust the seat, which honestly I usually do, but because too, when men come in with their wives and stuff like that, and you know, you're busy with kids, I'm like, okay, here are all the key features. Yeah. You guys go together and you do your thing.
Like the best, I gave you a 5-star Google review for
you.
And I don't
thank
know if that's where I see memes all the time that say how to support your friends' businesses. And it's like, leave them a 5-star review. Refer them. So I'm always like trying to refer you in that. Just I don't think your service is the greatest. No, I'm just joking.
How to fail at everything.
No, I'm just joking. No, it is the best, and I do recommend you to everyone. I'm like, oh, just call Andrea. So it was just like, so everyone listening to this podcast, I failed at negotiating a new car purchase off a friend who I wanted. We bought a car from
I failed
someone
at doing
we don't
a walk
know,
around
so we just didn't talk, so it was a breakdown. It was more on our end, because you can't help us unless we tell you what's wrong, right?
Yeah, but then honestly that kind of situation made me think, I'm like, I wonder how many other sales I've lost by not putting the car seat down.
But now you know. Now
I know. Now
right?
You know,
so now it's the more you know. So
now you know.
I hope we didn't cause any anxiety. Now every time you pull a vehicle up, you're like, oh no.
No, I laugh so hard, but I'm like, really? Like, that's the reason?
Yeah.
But I can understand, because is
and
Lauren taller than you?
Yeah, she. Well, yeah. She's probably like an inch taller than me.
Bit. Yeah.
Just, unless I spike my hair, then we're
that adds an inch.
Yeah. So. Okay, so that was a big time failure on our part, just as far as friendship wise. But I am going.
You're still
to buy
okay.
A
you're like
off,
a solid 8 out of 10.
So yeah,
it's fine.
So we'll get there. So we'll get there. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just
maybe.
I'll buy a car,
if you're lucky.
I'll buy a car. Yeah, that's the most. No, one of those big Sequoias with DVD players Blu-ray discs. But yeah, so that's an interesting story. How we failed at our friendship. Yeah. Supporting whatnot, but the one thing that we love about you is that you're always so happy and friendly and helpful and just like such a wonderful person. That's just like you always come out and you support our shows as the Dusty Dads or the Checkerboard Floors or the Corduroys. All the music, you're always there supporting us. And the one friendship podcast that we did,
I love that.
The night of the
Buck and Doe.
The Buck and Doe. And we're like, oh, it's pretty late. And then we're like, no, they always come out and support us. Let's go. And I'm so happy that we did that because it was hilarious. It was just a fun time.
Honestly, I was like, did you win?
Matt won all kinds of
Remember, though, I was like, well, we've got to like hop on a flight the next day. So I wanted to leave. True. And I was obviously like, I had my beer goggles on. And then I saw you guys. And I'm like, Matt and Jim.
Those guys are looking great.
Wow, this is amazing.
Guys look great tonight.
The night now has started.
Party started. All right. So back to you being a powerful businesswoman.
I try.
So are you like, with what you're doing with sales and everything, do you have any goals that you're working towards in that field with what you're doing? Are you looking to like,
honestly, not like, the thing that I love about the industry again is that things are always changing. And I look back on myself when I first started in sales. I've been in sales now for just over 2 years. Yep. So each month I look back and I'm like, wow, I've changed so much and I've learned so much. And that's just right now. I just can't wait to grow. And you know what? Like being a woman in the industry, it's not so much about like wanting to be better than anyone or prove myself, because you have to just challenge yourself, right? But I don't know. I think that just being strong in what I do is basically, that's all that's important to me right now. And I'm very competitive. So yes, of course I want to kick the guys' asses. But again, I think it's just fighting for the equality there. It's talking about struggles for just a minute. Yep. So it's not so much the guys that I work with or anybody that I work with for that matter. It's the guests. Yep. So the first guest that I ever had, I remember because I was first up that day, we have like an up rotation.
Okay, yep.
So my manager, this guest, and at Brainford Toyota, instead of calling them customers, we call them guests. I love how you're drinking right now. Just the way that you did. Because of the microphone, I'm sorry. Thanks, Matt. So anyways, this gentleman comes in, asks my manager just to speak to somebody. I'm first up. So he grabs me and I go to grab the keys for this vehicle and I start to do a walk around. And apparently I'm not good at those. So I fail at that right there. But anyways, first day, this gentleman looks at me. And as soon as my manager's not there, he goes, "You're new and you're a girl. I don't want to deal with you."
Oh my God.
My first ever guest. And I'm like, well, that's a shoot to your self-esteem right there.
Yeah.
But anyways.
How did you respond to that?
I honestly, just because that was like my first guest, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do, right? Because you don't want
to have past experience to work off of and to like work
But you know what though? I'm so thankful for that, because that day, again, because I'm competitive, I'm like, no, I'm going to knock this day out of the park. And my next two guests, I sold. So I sold two cars my first day after speaking to that guy who ruined my morning.
That would have ruined my life.
That ruined my morning.
That shows a
lot. I'm
about
like,
wow.
I'm not cut out for this, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Life is what you make it. So after that, again, yeah, I sold two cars. And you know what? All the guys that I work with, they were like so happy for me. Yeah. And even before I started, like they all put in a really good word to all my managers and stuff like that. So having that support from the guys that I work with and killing it my first day after having such a bad first experience, I'm like, this is amazing. And it's so empowering, like having moments like that And that's, I don't know, just a huge thing about being a woman in the workplace, because every single time you kill it, it's all that more special because of that.
Wow.
So,
Do you face a lot of, like, has that like sort of first guest experience happened again, or like?
Nothing as bad. And I'm very thankful for that. Yeah. But like, you'll get the odd, like, I don't know, just it's the tone, right? When some people are like looking down at you, they're like, oh, sweetie. Like, I had a guest yesterday and he was amazing. But, and then too, he loved that I was the only woman in sales. And I love when guests love that.
Yep.
But he was like, oh, so you're all their little princesses, right? And I was like, what? Oh, no, no, honey.
An older man, an older,
yeah. No, honey.
Yeah.
He was sweet. I hugged him in the service department and he was great to talk to, but I was like, I don't like that. Yeah. And then too, so sometimes I'll go and greet a guest and I'll say, hi there, welcome. And they're like, are you in sales? I'm like, no, I'm just that friendly.
Saying hi to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so actually kind of rewind for a minute. So before... I'm a woman. That's what we do. when I first started at Toyota, again, I wanted to get in there so bad. I took a receptionist position just because I wanted to get my foot in the door. And you know what? I'm thankful because it taught me so many things that are important in my job now. But anyways,
how, like, the place operates and
exactly. So anyways, I remember, so like, people would call in, they ask like, hey, can I speak to somebody in sales? So then there's a line that you can page and it goes to all of us. So now I'll pick up the phone as a sales consultant and I'll just say, you know, Andrew speaking, how can I help you? And they're like, you're in sales?
Oh my
and
God.
I'm like, you bet I am. How can I help you? And I don't know. It's not as bad because now, you know, I still have so much to learn, but I've definitely built that confidence now that things like that really can't knock me down.
Yeah.
It's all that more, I don't know. I have all that more drive just to prove them wrong. Yeah. And now having those guests, I'm like, let me show you around this truck. Let me show you around this Highlander or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And they're surprised by my knowledge. And you know what? That's just going to get better and better. Yeah. And that's what I can't wait for. Yeah. Yeah. So
the longer you have in the game, the more experience you have dealing with things.
Yeah,
and everything.
It sucks because I haven't had a full year in sales where it hasn't been COVID.
Oh yeah,
I started September 2019.
You're still doing it says something that you know you're still in it. Is it commission based too?
Yes.
So 100% commission.
100%.
Holy.
100%. Wow. We play a little bit of poker on Saturdays to win some gas, but and I don't know how to play. Usually I just pass my cards over to like one of the guys and I'm like, help me out here, man.
Yeah. But,
That's really it.
Yep. Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. So you being like super competitive.
Yeah.
Was that all the time? Did that happen in high school? Like, what do you think is driving the competitiveness?
Oh, always.
The fact that you've dealt with boys or people like thinking down, like not taking women seriously? Is that something
like
an ongoing thing that you had to deal with through school and everything? That
When I was little, I got bullied hard. Like, I had a unibrow and all the stuff that you could make fun of for a kid. Kids are mean.
Yeah.
They're so mean. I'm sorry. Yeah. Actually, let's rewind. I don't want to get too off topic, but what was that? The Haladish choke?
Oh, yeah.
In the
yeah.
last
podcast. The Haladish lock. About? Yeah.
Kids are mean.
Yeah.
Your kid is mean.
She beat up a boy.
But anyways, love that she beat up a boy.
Is this in your way at all, or just making it weird?
I don't know, kind
is there
of
a better way to like just tell me. I'm like trying to
this is good where... this is better. I feel like Jim drinking his Bacardi right now. You could
I just want to make sure it's like
you'll be able to see it in Matt's video.
So
that's good.
So every like you're like kids are mean. I was
kids
just on
mean.
A school trip today with a bunch of kids and
oh god, how was that?
Oh, it wasn't bad. We went to Clovermead Farms and like it was just nuts. And I was in a group of five and it was my daughter and a couple of her friends, like Ryan's son, Tyler's daughter, and then two other kids that I didn't know. And the one kid that was on the trip was like maybe like kind of you could tell that he didn't fit in or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the other kid made fun of him, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so mean. Like, I stepped up to the, like, I'm just like, hey man, like, I just changed topic because I'm like, I don't know these kids. I don't need to, like, if it was Eloise or Will or Avery, you would have been able to saying what
yeah.
this kid said to the other kid, I would have been like, you kids are fucking done, like, whatever. But it was a kid that
but
I didn't know.
Like, you're a supervisor too.
I was just like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, wow, that was really mean. So you think your competitiveness comes from like mean kids. So
yeah. And
do you think
I used
that's
to...
a good thing? Like, imagine if you
sometimes
didn't get bullied.
It is.
Imagine if you didn't get bullied and on yep. your first day, that guy came in and bullied yep. you, your first guest.
But you know what?
Would you respond the same way?
I wish that I could see him now, and yeah. not saying that I know it all, but I yeah. know so much more, obviously, than I did yeah. that first day. So I wish that I could go back on that, because I still see him oh, in okay. the dealership yeah. now. And I'm like, if you
well, maybe
knew,
in a couple more years, he'll have knew. To come and yeah,
maybe we'll see. Yeah. But yeah, no, I used to always be like competitive in sports. And honestly, yeah. When Jordan and I go out, like, we used to go out to Game Time, and you know, he can
R.I.P.
he can literally
to Game Time.
Yeah, I know. So sad.
Jinx. The party's on you.
I can't reach though right now. But he can beat me at everything except for air hockey.
Okay.
But it gives me so much pleasure because it's the one thing yeah. that he can't beat me. He's yeah. never beat me.
So
and
if
I
he's
love
ever
that.
Mouthing off, you're like, hey,
let's go play some
let's
air
go
hockey.
Play some air hockey
and
then, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. That. One thing I definitely feel like I kind of have to get over. So, well, I have got over it now since probably this summer. But I didn't take a whole lot of time off this year. I did at the beginning of the year and then just when we went on our trip. Yep. So anyways, we have this board in my sales manager's room. And there's all these pegs for how much and what people have sold or whatever. And when you can see yourself falling behind, my competitiveness comes out and it gets to me. Again, not so much anymore because when I just took that trip and I came back and I didn't have that many pegs, I'm like, but I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel refreshed and I don't care.
Yeah.
So, but then obviously my job matters.
Once you get
to
going.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Once
yeah,
you get back.
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
like,
yeah. But you know, in this job, you definitely have to be willing to work off shift and you work hard. And you know, there's nights at like 11 o'clock, I'm texting guests and Jordan's like, what are you doing?
Just following
but
up
I'm still,
or following
I'm still
up
working.
With a text or a call that they sent you at that time. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm still texting Jim.
Jim's asking about the leasing financing options for an Echo, 2001 Echo, Yaris.
Oh man!
But a lot of things like as we talk, like Matt and I used to like just drive around and talk, like and I think that's. Like, we haven't done that in so long where we just sit and talk. Like, we'd go on road trips for, like, 3, 4, 5 hours and talk. One time, Matt and I drove to Florida, home from Florida, and talked on walkie-talkies for 18 hours straight. Just
what?
Walkie-talkie talking.
Yeah, like, I mean, our wives were in the car.
We ignored them and just talked to each other. Like, just went, breaker, breaker,
goodness.
10 foreskin. This is Big Papa and Papa Crunch or something. Or
who's Big Papa?
Big Papa.
Soderson.
Yeah. But so like what we've noticed like through all our discussion is that usually like all our past experience has shaped who we are like now and how we react to things. And we're just realizing like the fucked up shit and why we make choices a certain way. Are there like other than the bullying, do you think there's other experiences that you have in life that make you who you are and how competitive you are?
I think too, like, because again, I've mentioned just a couple times, like I do not come from much. Yeah. So I'm a firm believer that if you want to like succeed in life, you have to be willing to work hard. And then I don't know, obviously that's just where the competitive comes from, competitiveness, sorry. Yeah. And then I used to be huge into sports. But again, just don't come from much. So you, I cannot hesitate that to people. Honestly, I feel bad because I know that there's like so much like mental illness and stuff that's, you know, it's a big thing in some people's lives. Yeah. And I definitely struggled with a lot of it myself, like as a teenager. Yeah. I feel like we all do. Like we're growing up and trying to figure out who we are. And there's so much pressure and anxiety to know what you're going to be when you're 18 years old.
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, but just, I don't know, because of how hard things were when I was little, I want all the best and then some. And I'm not going to get it by, you know, just working my 8 to 4 or whatever. Yeah. So that's why I just, I don't know, I'm competitive and I want the best of the best. So that's awesome. Not going to happen if I don't try really hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. So, that's, no, that's friggin' amazing. And that's like, I honestly, like, after I met you, I was like, I really like Andrew. Like,
because I gave you $20.
I e-transferred you, right? As soon as you gave it to me. Yeah,
you did.
Had it. I showed you. I probably still have you as a saved e-transfer contact.
That's the picture that Jordan has. Okay, you're showing me.
I'm good for it. I'm good for the $20.
I was like, no, this guy's way too drunk.
Lauren,
I think you were still
allowance.
Wearing the banana.
I was wearing a banana costume. Being like, I'm good for it. I got my allowance. I just forgot my goddamn wallet.
My wife allowed me $30.
Yeah, I have $30 to spend tonight.
Oh my gosh.
So, but yeah, so a lot of things that we're starting to realize is that, like, everything in the past has shaped who we are today and going forward. Like, I don't know, ever since Matt and I started this little podcast that we're doing,
speaking of supporting friends, like, that's what I love this. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't think of a better first guest.
Thank you.
Best friend, Andrea. I've seen you like 7 times in life, but I would rather have you than anyone else.
Oh, thank you.
No, true story. I'm not even BSing you. Like, Matt and I
were
talking.
Really?
No, seriously. Matt and I, like, we put a lot of thought into everything that we do.
Yeah.
And we were like, Andrea would be awesome because we know, like, just like, you are awesome and you're so much fun. And we always get have a good time whenever we're all hanging out together. So
I wanted to ask you guys too, like, what are your views on women in the workplace?
This podcast is brought to you by
the idea behind Altitude Coffee Roasters, formed through an intense passion for coffee and a desire to create something of the highest quality. We're a dedicated team of coffee connoisseurs, proud to be working locally within our community. We're adventurers and experimenters, roasting fresh coffee and elevating your coffee since 2019. AltitudeCoffee.ca.
What are my views?
Like,
on
just like, because I don't want to say that there's jobs that men can do better.
Yeah. So I've always, like, for the first part of my working career, I always had women. Like, I worked for Grand & Toy for like 10 years.
Okay.
You're too young for Grand & Toy.
No, I thought you were going to tell me what Grand & Toy is.
Grand & Toy was a pen and paper company.
Okay. I feel like James this is like an episode of The Office.
James Grand and Samuel Toy. Do you know? Yeah. Do you know where Payless Shoe Store is in the Linden Park Mall beside the salon where it was?
Yeah.
That used to be a Grand and Toy, and I worked in there. And all the people that I was the only guy there.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew when ladies were on their periods because they would carry their purses. Like, I learned that anytime a girl brings their purse to the bathroom.
Yeah.
At the mall or at
somewhere. You're like, I better stay away from her this week.
No, I was never like that. I'm just joking. But yeah, I'd bring in donuts and like just be like,
do you like Kinder Eggs?
Yes, here we go. Here, I lit a scented candle. No, so I've always like had women like supervisors and bosses. I've never so the weird thing with me, and I say like a lot, and every time I listen to
podcast, I said Brantford Toyota way too much when we first started.
Yeah, see it happen. It's really tough. So I don't know if I'm just like innocent or like just blind or like just I just don't notice anything.
You don't think anything of it.
Yeah, like I never like I think everyone should be treated equal no matter who they are, a guy, a girl, a teenager or a person with a disability, like if we just treat everyone the same way, then the world's going to be a better place.
Yeah.
And if I can just treat everyone like they're equal and never think I'm better or like think someone that like is clearly better than me. I don't let like... that tickle in your...
Sorry. He just whacked me in the head with his tail.
he's really enjoying himself. Yeah. I just have never been impressed by like money or anything. Cause like I never had a lot of money either. Like we grew up in Eagle Place. So it wasn't like we had a lot of stuff or anything. So, but I've never like nothing... Yeah. And anytime we had money, we shared like with each other or like with other friends. Yep. So yeah, I want women to like, back to the whole women, me having women as supervisors and bosses and whatnot. And Lauren freaking makes more money than me. Mm-hmm. Even when I had two jobs and I worked 60 hours a week and she was on mat leave and she still made more money than me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that's a boss woman. Like, I'm like, I can't, she's on mat leave and she makes more money than me. So, I don't think anything of it. And I really think like the world would be better if we could get over that because that is true. Like it happens because I noticed that more so as I switched jobs and changed like fields and everything that it was like, okay. So, when I worked in social services, it was more women on the front lines, less men. I was one of the few men, but there was like the ratio of male supervisors to male frontline staff. It just didn't make sense. Like I was the only male and there was like 50% of the supervisors were male, and you do need male and female perspective, but it was...
Oh, yeah. You absolutely need both.
But I started noticing that, like, some inequality because there's a lot of really qualified women that I worked with that had the experience and, like, put in the time and the effort and really cared about their jobs that deserved them over outside male hires. So I noticed that.
Well, that's what I was going to say too. Like, have you ever witnessed anything that you've been in the workplace and you have noticed that you're like, you don't feel that woman is being treated fairly or no?
No, I don't think so. That's good. And I hope that I'm just not paying attention. Like I said, I just like go through life.
Or maybe you have actually been lucky enough where you haven't witnessed
anything. I hope so.
Like that.
I hope that's the case. Yeah. And like, I hope that I didn't miss it because I hope that I would stand up and like be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had like some kind of like situations like on the phone. Again, like I'm so lucky for my coworkers where somebody maybe hasn't been unfair to me. So they'll come in, they'll be like, I'm going to listen to when so-and-so comes in and da 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 da. But it's like, it's again, it's so nice having that support.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
No, And having two daughters, I think I'm more worried about like the relationship part. Like
them having relationships?
Yeah. Not so much the work thing. Like I think all the work,
it's getting so much better. It has like it obviously like the, I don't know, it is still like a never ending fight for a bit of equality, but it definitely, it's gotten so much better than it has 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
and
longer.
I think things are changing. You're like,
yeah,
said like again, but what I just never realized like how scary it would be for a woman, and the Me Too movement that came through, and then reading stories about women that are like, oh wow, I was sexually assaulted on a bus, and it's some girl you know, and you're like, what do you mean, like why didn't you're scared, like, and Lauren's apartment was broken into when she was in university, and she slept with a knife under her pillow for the rest of the semester.
That's scary. I remember.
I've just never once had that feeling that I'm unsafe. I get scared of ghosts and stuff, but a person I'm never really scared of.
Yeah.
Like, I've never, there's lots of scary people in the world, but I'm.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. I don't ever feel uncomfortable by things. And I can't imagine how it is to be a woman or a girl to have
well there's
to-
yeah there's so many things like other than just working in the workplace, and you know, like that, like I love talking about that because it's so empowering. And I actually like I haven't even mentioned that I'm the only female in sales at the dealership there, and like that's something that I'm so proud of. But again,
now
yeah,
if another girl came in, would you be more competitive, Jim, or would you treat them the same, or would you be like
it all? But you know what? It all depends on the individual. It all depends on the individual.
Their attitude and outlook.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Because we have one financial manager, and she's a woman, and I love having her. But again, when I first met her, like I was definitely like skeptical of her. But I don't trust people easy. So I can't really say for sure, but I am competitive, so I don't really know. We'll deal with that when the time comes.
Yeah, I'm really scared for my daughters as they get older. What type of world they're in, and it seems like everything's changing, but like
the one's beating up boys, Jim. She's
she's fine making the boys cry. To be honest, this kid fell today at Clovermead and cried the whole time. So
did your kid push him?
No. He got choked out again and fell.
The same kid?
It was the same kid that fell today and was crying. And I'm like, oh, maybe it wasn't such a bad choke. So I'm like, he's crying. He probably cries every day. So yeah, I guess Eloise, I shouldn't worry about if she's choking out boys. But yeah. I am kind of proud of her for doing that, for standing up, because the whole story is that they were playing and they have a really, like, I think she has a crush on him kind of relationship. Okay. They're good friends.
Yeah.
And he's one of the sweetest boys.
Yeah.
Of all the boys she might have a crush on, I'm glad it's him kind of. And she was standing up for a friend because he like took her toy or something and was like, hey, give that back. And it was roughhousing. Yep. And so I'm happy that she did that and stood up for a friend and wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
Even that it was a boy.
Yep.
And I'm glad she was really remorseful and was like, you know, Dad, I wish I had a time machine because I'd go back in time and not do that. So I was like, okay.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. She's like, I feel bad. And she wrote him a card and whatnot. So
that's cute.
That's what I like. That's why I'm not worried about that getting any worse. But I am glad that she's... In the moment, she's not afraid, because I think when I was a kid, I was afraid a lot of doing something.
Yep.
And there's a lot of times that I wish that I did something and that might have changed who I am. And I, you know.
But you know what? There's still so much that you carry with you that you kind of felt as a kid. So maybe she'll have, I'm sure she'll have that same strength that she has now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So and good. Yeah, hopefully she can be super, just like you, just like a real woman, like a strong woman, not afraid. Like you hang out with the guys and you're not afraid. It's like, who plays hockey with the Brantford Toyota? Kelsey, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's awesome. I'm like, wow, she's a really good hockey player. I really suck at hockey, and I cut open Jay's eye. Did you ever see his eye?
No.
So
Jay Collins,
the manager of service, so Jordan's boss, Boy Toy's boss. Let's just call him Boy Toy for the whole.
That sounds good to me.
So Boy
Toy, name.
Yeah, no name. Yeah, yeah. Just fling of the week, right?
Boy Toy.
Yeah. So your Boy Toy's manager. I'm such a bad hockey player. I ran and like I went to hit the ball and I hit a stick, and then my stick went up and hit him in the eye, and he was bleeding. He needed how many stitches, Matt? It was a bad.
I can't wait to ask him about this. Like, I probably wouldn't be able to hear him anyways, even if he told me. But
I'm talking, but you can't hear me. But yeah, so Kelsey. Yeah, okay, I was Kelsey. Just like, she comes out and she was body checking people. I'm like, she doesn't fool around. That's all.
She teaches karate, and she's the only female tech. And see, like, again, so
that's
Brantford
cool. That's
Toyota,
what I like about Brantford Toyota too. Is that like
say.
She works there? You're in sales.
Yes.
Like, it's not the typical the stereotypical gender roles there. Like, there's it's really cool. It's awesome seeing that, because that's not something that I think we would think, like, back in high school. You wouldn't think that, right? Like,
people still come in and they're like, "Oh, is she working on my car?" You're like, "Yeah."
Yeah, she's a tech. Yeah. She's
are they okay with that?
Oh yeah, most yeah. Like
she's
do you see
she's probably more qualified than Boy Toy. Let's be honest.
Probably a little bit.
Probably a little more.
With Shannon or like when yep. before her, there was a lady there. Sometimes it would come in and be like, "Oh, I'm gonna get you know one of these guys to help me out." It's mm-hmm. just like, well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything either, so you're not gonna get much more out of me, really. I've just been here longer, whatever. You
yep.
know? So
yeah,
that was. Yeah, I mean, we do see that a little bit up front. Not so much anymore, really.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's definitely still a thing, but I don't think as much as it was years ago. Yeah. I don't know what I would have done, honestly. But that's awesome that Kelsey is the only yep. female tech. Like, that's yep. huge.
And you know? It says a lot about the workplace culture that she comes out, plays yes. hockey, beats probably most of the guys up.
She could kick like, Boy Toy's ass.
Right, right.
She like, told me when we first started dating, she was like, let me know if he messes around.
That's
I
so
got
awesome.
Your back.
I love that. I love that. And that says a lot. Like,
yep.
So that's got to make you feel good that the culture there is just so accepting. And
it is. And you know what, too? Like, her friendship is definitely, like, special to me. You know, because everybody, like, Boy Toy has almost worked there for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I come in and, you know, I've gained so many friendships from that place too. And that's another thing that I'm like so grateful for. But they were pretty good friends. And I've got to say, like, our friendship is just important. And I guess you shouldn't value anybody, but, you know, more than the other. But we've known each other now about 3 years.
We're
and
on the same side. Like,
yeah.
Is there something between you two, like an understanding, like, hey, we're the friggin'.
I think so,
we're
yeah.
badass babes.
Oh, yeah. So I'll walk in and she'll be like, you sell some cars. I'm like, you fix some cars, girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I love it there. It's good. Yeah. Yep.
Do you see yourself, like, so you said you like marketing and everything. Do you see opportunities where you're working in marketing? Like, is there something you'd like to explore?
Absolutely. I'm curious. Again, it's so hard during COVID, right?
The world's changed. Yeah.
I feel like everything's on pause.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But then, like, I felt that way. And then I'm like, shit, I've looked back at, like, a calendar of, like, mm-hmm. events that have come and gone. And I'm like, I missed all these opportunities, like, for the coffee stuff, like, selling. And I'm like, shit. And then today we booked 3 things in one day. And I'm
that's
like,
awesome.
That's how busy we want to be, right? Yep. So I think, like, the pause is... I think it's like a slow play or something that things are coming back.
I can definitely feel that things are actually, I don't like knock on wood.
Yeah.
But I feel like things are getting kind of. Yeah, right? I feel like. Sorry, the cat's still tickling.
It's just like this, like, perfect
can
little
you
curl.
See it?
Yep.
Was that you? Okay. It's a cat. But I definitely feel like things are getting a little bit back to normal. But then too, like, speaking of things being on pause, because they say, I can't. They
the
say.
His tail's just like tickling her face.
I know. Yeah. Look at that.
Do you want him gone?
Like, he's fine, but I don't think that Jim can take me seriously.
No, I can. It's just awesome.
But,
yeah, he's getting mad.
Cats are usually mean. I'm waiting for him to hit me, to be honest.
Yeah. So, for everyone out in Podfather Nation, that's what we're calling our fans, the Podfather fans, because we're both fathers.
I love that.
So, Matt's cat, I don't even know what the cat's name is.
I thought it was Greg. But Boy Toy named him that, I think.
Greg. Boy Toy. So, Greg the cat is sitting on the chair behind Andrea and tickling her face with his tail, and he's been there the entire time. So, Greg really likes you, Andrea.
I think that means he likes you.
Look at him.
Oh, yeah. He's just relaxed.
Anyways,
So marketing,
everything kind of being on pause,
not or less paused.
I'm repeating myself with this, but I want to learn more and I just want to better myself, because I think that this is the role for me. Like, I'm finally happy in the career that I have.
Oh,
and when
so
I left
awesome.
My other job, I was there for years.
What was your other job?
I was working at a dog boarding facility as a manager, and I love being involved with animals and things like that.
Yeah.
But this job is now a career. You know, that was good when I was in college and I worked overtime a lot so I could make okay money for my age. But this is my career, and I forgot I was going with this. Oh yeah, marketing and stuff like that. I definitely want to see if, like, maybe like years from now, if there's something that I can like help my manager out with or things like that, because during the slow times, I'm not good at just sitting there and just, you know, kind of it is nice because like I can go on to a university and I can learn more stuff and things like that. But I like to be overwhelming busy sometimes. And so if there's something else that I can help my manager out with that, then that would be great. But you know what? It's even like be careful what you wish for, because I see some of the guys that have been there now for years and they're like, you will be this busy, you have repeat guests. And I look back last year I think last year was my first full year. I sold I think it was 115 cars. For my first year. But and then I'm kind of looking
car
at the
every
math.
3 days. That's awesome.
It's pretty good. Yeah. But this year I'm looking at it now and I don't know how many I'm at, and inventory is kind of crazy right now. So we'll see. But I'm almost positive that I am beating myself from last year, and we still have another 2 months to go. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Go ahead.
So for your your work week or your day, do you set goals for your day and your week and your month, or are you just kind of going with it right now?
Because things are just, you know what? Because say, for example, obviously like I was away the 1 week and then I get back and I don't really have that many people to follow up with.
You don't have any leads.
And so I've got nothing, so I'm just waiting. Exactly. Okay. So didn't sell a car for almost a week. And then the next day, you can have a hat trick. Yeah. So that's when you sell 3 cars in 1 day. And then all of a sudden, they just all keep coming in, keep coming in. And then you're overwhelming busy, just like you want to be. Yep. But I don't know. Again, it's hard because of COVID. Like, I can't wait to see what a full year in sales is going to be
with
like.
Your inventory not being messed up.
Yeah,
or
it's
anything.
Great. We have 7 new cars right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
Yep. Yeah, but things should get better. That's fine. And you know, I look at it, I'm like, you know what? Next month might kind of be a little bit difficult, but it's all that more time for me to sit down and learn and get onto a university and do stuff like that. So it's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
I've noticed that so there's just like the seasons change too. Have you noticed that like week to week things change, or like you haven't had the full non-COVID regular
there's what to expect. September kids are going back to school, parents are busy, I don't know, and then December's coming up, it's Christmas, that's expensive. There is times like that, obviously, but I don't know, right now it's okay, but we'll see.
Exactly.
You just kind of gotta go with it, right?
And one thing I noticed too, so when I was in the mortgage sales thing, I would get really bored quickly because it came and go, like it went in waves basically, where I'd have nothing to do. Then I'd be super busy with referrals, and then do all the referral work, and then you'd pick up the few customers from like the bunch of referrals you got, work on their things and see their mortgages go through, and then you'd go through that wave again. You'd get busy enough where you're like, okay, and then I'd do some prospecting, but I'd go through the period where there was no sales and it was just a regular pre-COVID, so it was the season. It was like, no, we're not going to be busy for the next 2.5 months. Everyone told me, it's like, no matter what you do, there's not going to be much.
That was so hard on me. I think it was last December because I didn't sell that many cars, and I was like, what am I doing wrong? And it gives you time to reflect, obviously, and that's great.
But did you panic and were like, oh, I better get another job? Or were you like, oh, this is my time to work on myself and things to improve my...
It was definitely that, because that's awesome. I know for sure that I don't want to leave, because again, this is my career.
That's awesome.
I was questioning my ability. And I think, again, I have changed. I look back on each month, but I look back on each year and think about how much I've changed. And you know what? I think that, yes, it'll still be hard because I like to be busy and I am competitive. We've gone over this. But I think that honestly, my mindset will be a lot better than it was last year. So the holidays are coming up, so we'll be busy.
Yeah, exactly. that's awesome. With me, it took a while for me to realize that when I'm slow, just because I'm slow in like 100% commission sale, even the coffee companies, we never know, but it's like, instead of panicking and being like, oh, we're not busy, it's like, okay, what can we work on that is kind of weak? And like, what type of self-improvement can I do? Like, are there any courses I can take? Like, so I want to learn how to, just speaking of like having some slow time, I know January, February will be slow for us. So I'm trying to, I'm thinking now, like, what can I do? And things that would help would be being able to edit video, doing audio stuff just to help,
like, videos with the, and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
for
Matt
our
and
social media for Altitude, like, we kind of do a lot of it ourselves, and we have a marketing company that helps us with like bigger things, but for the day to day, it's just us, and we have all these awesome ideas, and we have to rely on our friends.
Yeah,
you know, we're calling in and we're lucky that we have such good friends that will help us out. Matt made some music.
I love how you laughed, Matt, when you said that and looked at Matt.
So I'm like, okay, so when I'm slow, I could work on learning about the web. So Thor does all our web work.
Yeah.
And sometimes the website's not busy. Yep. And then sometimes it gets super busy.
Yep.
And it's usually me and Ryan asking him, oh, can you do this? Checkerboard floor stuff, right?
Yeah.
So our top selling coffee is the Checkerboard Floors blend we donate
way.
$2 to the Guitar for Kids.
A lot and of the it, people, sorry, that purchase that coffee, do they all like listen to the band?
Do you know? So we have a lot of our regular customers that have been ordering it because it's a new sort of roast, but there's been a lot of support. Like, we sold a lot. It's been on for like a week, and I thought it would be like, oh, each year, like, we'll have $100 to donate at the, you know, end of each year. And it's like, oh, and maybe, you know, every other month we might have the $100 to donate.
I love that you guys do that. Sorry. So is it like $2, sorry, or like a certain percentage of each bag?
So we thought,
guys...
So we do $2 for every bag purchase goes to the Guitar for Kids program. But in the beginning, when we started Altitude, we never liked the idea of like traditional marketing where it's like you pay to have your logo put somewhere. Yeah. Our thought was that you have to make that logo mean something to people. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not just selling coffee. We're selling the brand, Altitude Coffee Roasters. We want people. I remember when I came to see you the one day, the one receptionist was like, oh, is that Altitude Coffee? I've seen that logo before, right? And that made me feel really good. I'm like, okay, we're doing something right where people are remembering it. But our most important thing is the brand. And it's like, well, what can we do to impact the community, right? It's like,
you guys are doing a great job of it.
We could spend $5,000 a year on having a sign, which is great, but that doesn't add value to the community or the environment. So it's like, well, that $5,000 is a lot of coffee that we could donate to like places. We got into like sponsoring teams. Like, we did a hockey team, Matt's volleyball team. I own the volleyball team now. So I'm going to make some changes to the roster after the first game, but,
star player,
here you come. Coming out. But, so we always thought, like, let's give back to it. It's like the foundation of Altitude is all community focused, like environmentally friendly, community focused.
Yeah.
We're going to give you good quality coffee, but it's more what we're going to do. Like, these are all things that we love doing.
Yeah.
So instead of taking the money for ourselves, which would be really nice sometimes, it's like, well, we can do more.
Yeah.
And then our whole idea is
people
like,
are going to appreciate you more because of that.
Yeah. And we're like authentic about it. Like, I've always been this way with everything that I do. I'm like, well, how can I help? How can I help this out? Or what?
You know what? Like, your parents, I don't know, teach you when you're a kid, you just you treat people how you want to be treated.
That,
and with
that is the one lesson that
absolutely,
I learned.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you'll definitely succeed doing that. So
So yeah, no, we're how did we start talking about,
I think just in the free time and
free time, yes. So so it took forever to get the Checkerboard Floors coffee.
Yeah.
Now it's like selling like crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like, shit, imagine if we had it 6 months ago. Yeah. And that told us. But it was the fact that Thor was super busy with everything on his farm and like they have over 2 acres of farms. We bought a bunch of beehives that now Thor has to take care of because it's his house, and we, you know, and
you
then they
have 24/7.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a lot to ask of him. So I'm like, okay, that's somewhere that I can improve on. Like I got the talking to people and writing emails and
all that
like prospecting and sales calls and everything. I'm used to that, and I can go out and organize our financial stuff, but it's like I'm super weak on that. So last year during the slow time or whatever, I would be like, oh God, I need a part-time job, or I need, it's like, no, I don't need a part-time job. I need to improve myself to be better at the job I'm doing that I really like. I really like it.
Yep.
And we get through it because we're super passionate about it. So if something takes us 4 hours to do with no knowledge and help from our friends, it's not that bad because we're really passionate, and we are fortunate to have people that
are
helping
us. You need to have dreams, and you need to be determined, and you'll go far.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So true. So absolutely. What kind of dreams do you have for yourself? What's on your vision board?
I don't know for now. For now, I'm happy. I'm happy with where things are at. You know, Jordan and I, I use his name. What is that? We're buying a house next year. And with that, there's some things that we want to do. You know, work is good. And I can't wait till the kind of the chip shortage is kind of, they get a hold on that. So things are a little bit better. But working hard, I definitely want to travel a little bit more, and I look forward to our house. So just, you know what, you got to enjoy the little things.
Yep, exactly. So, that's the one thing that I've been trying to do a lot more too, is just enjoying little things, like just really like enjoying going out that night and seeing you guys, and just really appreciating the time that I got to spend with you guys, and just enjoying, even tonight, I was super looking forward to it.
Yep, me too.
And it's one of those things that I'm super busy and everything, but this is something that's important to be.
You have to balance your work life and your outside life, because honestly, if you get too much of one another, and you know what, there's no balance. There's no balance, but you need to find that
balance. What sort of things, when you're super busy with work, how do you balance it? So you have your slow times and you work on yourself, but when you're super busy with work, how do you make sure that you keep the balance there?
You know, I haven't really figured that out yet.
So you must be super passionate about it because it doesn't bother you? Like, you don't notice it affecting anything in your life?
Oh, honestly, like the vacation that we just took, I think that's the first time that I actually like ignored my phone.
That's
like
awesome.
From guests. And as soon, like, I felt guilty. I felt so guilty. So that's another thing about this job, is that it's hard to turn off.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get a text and you can't just leave it.
Is it because you're like, it's hard to turn off because you want to make the money, or you want to serve the guest?
Obviously, a little bit of both.
Yeah,
I'd be lying to you if it wasn't both.
I was asking you that question to put you on the spot to see how
I'm going to be honest. Like, oh, obviously, gosh, both. Like,
yeah.
But I know how it feels to be on the other side of that desk because I've purchased a car before.
Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck? This is a big investment that I'm going
to
make.
I always say that to people. I'm like, it is the second largest purchase that you're making next to a house. So I'm sorry, but yes, I want to get the sale. But if you have to think about it for a night, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Yeah. And you
know what I loved about your service. You're just like, oh, yeah. And you said to us, you're like, even if you buy somewhere else, just send me the contract or whatever.
But no, I genuinely have.
And I'll make sure you're not getting ripped off on your own time, obviously. Like,
I genuinely have your best interests at heart. And I'm not trying to say that it's any different, but like, you're my friend. You're my friend. So I'm sorry, but any money that I make off you, I don't care about that. And you know what? As much as everybody else, I'm making a living too.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's another thing too, that people tend to think that like sales reps, it doesn't matter what time it is, that they want the sale so bad that they're willing to do whatever. And you know what? Yes, that is me right now, because I am making a living, and you know what? I want big things for myself. Yep. So that's not going to happen if I don't.
Yep.
But that's something that a lot of people kind of, I feel like sometimes they take a little bit of advantage of.
Yep.
So that's unfortunate, but it just goes with it. And honestly, like, the good outweighs the bad 100%.
That's awesome.
So
that's awesome. What sort of things do you do for fun nowadays besides, you know?
Right now, just because I just got back to work, not so much right now. Christmas, you know, I make my ornaments and stuff like that, which I actually...
That's you. I couldn't figure out. That's me. Are you just sharing it for a friend? Or are you just,
but what I want to do this year too, because...
They're really, really awesome ornaments.
Thank you.
Can you say who they are? What's your Instagram?
I don't have one because I only do it during Christmas.
Okay.
But this year, I kind of want to do things a little bit differently. I want to donate some of the money, I think, to the SPCA.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or something like that.
Shout out to your dog. Your dog looks scary, too, by the way.
She's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's this big, scary Rottweiler, apparently. But no, she's a sweetheart.
And you're like the tiniest, sweetest, like, nicest person. And I'm like...
She's a bit older now, so we don't go on walks, but it's honestly, again, actually, too, being a woman and being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I can't go for a walk without my dog.
Yeah, what's your
Jada.
Dog?
Jada. I can't go for a walk without her. Yeah. Honestly, without feeling uncomfortable.
Jada is like, how? What, like 85, 90?
She's like 90, 95 pounds.
95 pound Rottweiler.
And
she is super, because you like have so many nice photos of her. You're into photography too, right?
I am.
So you make...
Yeah, I want to get back into Christmas that ornaments. A little bit more. Yeah. I make the Christmas ornaments, and when COVID again is not a thing...
Is that just your creative side, or was it to like make money, or was it like...
Last year it was because we were slow a little bit, but honestly, it was so nice because there were so many people that, like, you know, they had babies or they just got engaged and now they have this little thing that is so sentimental to them, and they'll have that for years, and I'm sentimental.
Were you always crafty too, or were you just kind of like, here's something I can do, or was that like in your wheelhouse already, or
honestly,
was that your first stab at it?
I love woodworking. Love woodworking. I can't wait until we move next year when we actually have a shop, because right now I don't have a garage.
Yep.
So I can't wait to kind of just get better at that. And I'd love to be able to do that on the side. It wouldn't be ever a full-time thing because I'm super busy with Toyota.
Yep.
I love trying new things. Want to travel, like photography, I like drawing, all that good stuff. Yeah. But
you said your first time on a plane was to Calgary just on your recent vacation.
Yeah, so Boy Toy brought me on this small plane around the CN Tower, and you could feel everything. And I was like, this is fine. And he was like, if you're fine, you're going to be fine on a big plane.
Okay.
And then we went. And
was it a fear that you had of flying, or you just didn't have the opportunity?
No, yet? I just never had the opportunity. Oh, okay. And you know what? For years, I didn't have the money. I was drowned in debt from school, my car. Yeah. So there was no way in hell.
That is the worst.
Just about a year and a half ago, I cleaned myself of debt. So let's get a big round of applause for that,
because
now
awesome.
I can go to bed at night.
You're debt free. Let's hear the big debt free scream. Sorry, I've been listening to Dave Ramsey. I have this bipolar, like I listen to Robert Kiyosaki, who's Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Okay.
So he's a guy that's like, just borrow as much money as you can and invest it in rental properties and businesses and everything. And then there's this guy called Dave Ramsey, who's this super religious. I don't like that part. Ultimate religious guy that's like, debt is bad, debt's dumb, and on all his shows he has these people that are debt free, and they come on and he's like, let's hear a debt free scream. I'll listen to one podcast and then I'll listen to the next, and I'm like, what am I gonna do? I gotta
it's
stop
like
listening
the devil
to these
and the angel on your shoulder.
So you cleaned up your debt and you're
I am very creative. And back to just like the whole like free time thing again, when everything's not so crazy in the world, I definitely want to get back, I don't know, getting involved in the community somehow and volunteering a little bit, like during the winter months, because I'm super busy in the summer and the spring. But
that's awesome. And like your creative, like your marketing side, you do the photography. Have you always done photography too, or
I remember back to my grandfather for a minute when he had that graphic design business. I remember he got me to take photos for his Christmas card, and I'm like, wow, it's gonna go all to these huge important men in Toronto, and who knows where they actually went. But I was like, wow, like this is something to be proud
of. Did you get paid for it, or
definitely not? I remember he drove me to the train station in Harmony Square, and he's like, yeah, you do your thing. And I was like, all right. And I was so proud, and it was great. And
But that's an awesome experience you had with your grandfather. I can't wait to like make my kids work for free for me.
They say that's why you have kids, right? Yeah. So they can do things for you.
Hey, go get me another beer.
I was literally going to say that. I think get my sister said that.
Or but... Matt would be like, get me another Coke. There, popped it for you, Dad.
I do that already.
It's warm. It's room temperature.
Take it back.
So we've talked about who you are, where you're from, your competitiveness. Yeah. Do you play any sports anymore? You said that you played
sports. Oh, I used to, and you'll love
what sports
this
did you
because
play?
I'm sure I used to play basketball.
What?
Love basketball.
Were you the center?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was.
Isn't that supposed to be the tallest person?
Doing the tip. And
did
once
you win
in a while, I can jump, man.
What? So, that's awesome.
Maybe not anymore.
I was just talking about that yesterday with Tyler. How I can't jump anymore. We were watching our kids playing and jumping and doing somersaults and landing on their butts. And I'm like, I could not do that right now. Like,
no.
I used to. I remember when I was a kid.
I'm like...
So you're a basketball center.
Yeah, wow. And soccer too. I could run fast. And I remember this one time, and I think this is when I like kind of gave up my running career, but I was like, this kid and I were racing, and my knees just buckled, and I did a somersault in front of like quite a few people, and I'm like, okay, this is done.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, definitely. I want to start kind of like running and stuff like that again. Because I'm not even 30 yet and my knees are cracking.
Oh, yeah, it only gets worse. That's
great.
I hurt myself once, like really bad. I hurt my ankle once and I was really concerned about it.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctors and he's like, how old are you? And I'm like, 29. He's like, oh, you're fine. You'll start falling apart when you're 35. Don't worry right now, though. He's like, you got lots of time. And now I'm 39, and I'm like, And my back's been super sore the past couple of days because I don't exercise. Like, I've been driving a lot lately.
Yep.
And so it's like, oh, man, I got to, like, squeeze in some exercise. And then I'm like, I don't have time for that. And then this morning I watched, like, 10 videos on, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then the other religious guy, and I'm like, I'm so conflicted, and it's only 8 o'clock in the morning. Meanwhile, I could have worked out and fixed my back.
I remember when I was little, and again with the competitiveness, so I'm like this like really tiny, I don't know, 60-pound little person, and I would be so rough, and I would like, they would always call home because I would try, I don't know why I did this, but I would try so hard to break something because I wanted a cast and I wanted all my friends to sign it.
That's badass.
And I never broke anything. I would always get like
you
a sprained ankle or some
shit. We gotta put that on the shirt. Tried to break my ankle, but only
didn't happen.
I wanted a cast, but all I did was sprain my ankle. Wow. You were why did you want it to look badass and tough?
I wanted the badass cast with all the signatures, you know? And then, no offense, but somebody at work, like, he fell over the other day. And I was like, I used to try so hard for that.
I used to do that when I worked at Toyota in Cambridge.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to want it. Like, one guy fell
You'd
off
wanna
a
break
ladder.
Something?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that guy fell off the
ladder. Never met anybody else.
I thought about it, but to get out of work, to be like,
okay,
oh, well, then
I'd
be
out
of work.
I feel like that was...
Yeah, it was like, I hated the job so much. And then one guy put his hand through a window once accidentally, and I'm like, how come none of this shit's happening to me? And yeah, so...
Oh, that's too funny.
But so you and Boy Toy are getting you're going to buy a house together, so do you have relationship goals that you guys work on together? Like, do you guys hold each other accountable for things? Or are you just still just having fun and not worrying? Like,
we're having fun, obviously.
Well, obviously,
we
you
have
guys
to
are
be
so
having
much
fun
together. But I mean, Do you guys have any goals that you've set together yet? Or
the house was a big one. Yeah. I've got to say, honestly, I don't even want to talk too highly of him because then his head's just gonna explode. But we have a lot of fun together and we communicate like really well. And the house is a big thing.
Isn't that important
too? Oh, like, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I've been through some stuff in the past, and like he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Well, yeah. Again, I don't want to talk too highly of him because his head will explode.
You'll have to deal with him. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. One thing we realized.
Garden party.
Too was just that, like, I think a lot of times in relationships, it's just you get stuck on goals that you're not crushing together just because of life. Like, with whatever, once you buy a home and then, like, things break in the home and work's busy, so you're taking on all this stuff and like kids or no kids, it's like all kinds of added responsibility and everything. And as the relationship drags on, if you don't like work on everything and then have
any
new
relationship
goals and everything,
even friendships, like you have to work on that, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
No matter what it is.
Well, that's what we're saying, like it's so easy to just let the rest of life creep in and then like you miss out. I look forward to podcasting with Matt because I'm like, well, I'm like, are we actually hanging out as friends, or are we just doing something? We're doing it because we like hanging out, not because we're trying to make this social media empire. You coming? The first one I got here early for, or like the I'll be here at 8. Yeah, and I got here at like 8:01. Normally, it's like, I'll be over at 7, and it's 10 o'clock or something.
Well,
and
I kind of thought that might happen, so I was like, is 8 still good?
Yeah, yeah. No, I rushed. I let Ryan force, like, Ryan's like, hey.
I want to hear another episode.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, even, like, back to, like, relationships just for a second, but then, like, I don't know, you have to make time for your friendships, too.
That's super important.
Like, that's a huge part.
I'm glad that you, like, noticed that, because like, you know that not being 30 yet, that's, like, you're very... I wish I was as smart as you when I was that age, because I'm just starting to realize, like, maybe it's like taking that time to self-reflect now that like you already know, you're like, I'm this way because of this. And I just discovered why I'm who I am the other day when Matt and I started this podcast. I'm like, oh, there's a real pattern in my life of things happening.
That brings me back to, I think it's the first podcast that you guys did. And I remember, I forget where Boy Toy and I were going, but I was like, I could relate to so much. And you know what? It was really nice you telling everybody all the stuff that you had been through. Because I knew like some stuff, but like we had never actually had an opportunity
we're best
to
friends,
talk
but, yeah,
about that
it's
kind of
like
stuff.
Normally like, can I borrow
money? Yeah.
I'll transfer you.
But no, you have so much to be proud of. Like look at like Altitude and you know what, your daughters and your relationship too. Like you have so much to be proud of.
I don't think Lauren's
absolutely
listened to this podcast yet. But
well, then you can
No. No, they're just like, just don't leave, don't bother me for a couple.
You should just make them listen to the holidays one, because you guys both spoke highly of them.
Oh yeah,
when we're done this, I want to hear about how you proposed to Ricky, because you mentioned something about that briefly. But
So constantly working on things. Do you have any advice? Like, so anyone out there, like what? So Ryan Parks, you're listening now. This is for you. Here's some advice from Andrea, a very strong, powerful woman. What do you have to say for people? Like, what's the best thing? What advice do you want to give anyone? Because like, there's 160 people that'll probably hear this.
I think that, you know what? It just brings me back to like that first guest and everything that I've been through in my life. Yep. Like, I know that I think there's so many advocates and stuff out there that say exactly this, but no matter how hard things get and you're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, you got to keep going.
Don't be afraid.
Just
like,
keep going.
Step up to the plate. Don't be afraid to strike out.
You got it. Have fun. Enjoy the ride. And anything that you go through is going to make you stronger, and you'll be better off in the long run as long as you keep working hard and you dream big.
Wow. So. And I think that's like a perfect way to end this with our best friend, Andrea.
And driving that ride in a Toyota.
Yes, yes, exactly.
In that RAV4.
Yeah, so if anyone needs some
just
vehicle,
adjust the seat when you come and see me.
Yeah, yeah. If you visit Brantford Toyota, ask for Andrea. Tell her that you listen to her on how to fail at everything, and you won't be disappointed, because her level of service and expertise... As we all know, you work super hard at your self-improvement working on things. So
thank you, Jim.
People won't be disappointed when they visit you at Brantford Toyota.
Yeah, just adjust the seat.
Yeah, just make sure you adjust the seat. And you would have had like 108.
But honestly, I was like, I wonder how many
was your
deals
number?
I've lost.
Yeah, imagine. Imagine it was like 50% of your
deals.
I'd
be really upset. Don't even say that.
Oh, shit. Because that would be insane, right?
Let's talk about self-esteem for another 5 minutes, shall we?
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, shit. But the good thing is you only have room to grow now, right?
Exactly.
If you missed out on all those opportunities.
I'll put the seat down and say, hey, you can only go up from here.
Exactly. Wow, that's awesome, Andrea.
Awesome.
All right, thanks. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was awesome.
I'll hand it over to Matt for a little bit here.
No, we're done.
Are you done? You
gotta end it on that.
You want to say a little thing or two?
Oh, and here's Matt. Andrea, chug your Bacardi Breezer.
Yeah, you gotta finish that, and then we'll go.
Okay, we just gotta be like.
Gotta be out here somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, Matt's just getting in
the. Adjust the microphone because it's.
Yeah, it's so low. Make sure you adjust the seat a little higher.
It's in my beard.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, let's adjust things here.
Make it. There we go.
Okay, so what do you want to yap about now? Do you just want it to tie it all up and just be like...
Yeah, I had a lot of things I wanted to say throughout the whole thing, and I forget everything. What do we got here? Yeah, we're in an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I had stuff I wanted to say, but women in the workplace, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, we got to, you know, like you say, we got you in sales, we got Kelsey, Shannon. I mean, we had a manager before Jared, and it was a woman. And I mean, with her, I mean, I had no issues with that, but I mean, she just wasn't prepared for the job herself. I don't think she had, going back to our preparation one too.
Yeah,
I mean, wasn't ready to handle all that responsibility, so she failed.
Yeah,
just because she wasn't ready to handle all of that. I had nothing, you know, there was never any issues with, you know, having a woman boss in that position either, right? Yep. So
nope. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, yeah, we got a, like you say, we got a good diverse mix at Brantford Toyota. A lot of great people there, you know. It's been it's the longest time I've ever been in a job too. It's been 7 years there now, so yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's all of that. See, it seems like yesterday you were the balloon technician.
I know.
Which is crazy.
The funny thing about that, too,
going by.
Is that like I only did that for 3 months.
I know.
And the amount of people that's like, oh, yeah, the balloon. Like I put balloons on cars for the used car guy.
Yeah, for the red tag event, you were doing that. Yeah, Matt started out. And I remember I'd go and pick you up for lunch. Matt and I'd have double lunches just so I'd go out for lunch. And then Matt's like, oh, come pick me up. And I'd pick him up. So I'd have
go for lunch again.
I'd have double lunch.
It's like Boy Toy with his two desserts. Yeah. He's all about that.
Oh, can I ask you a question? Why is the thumbs up a thing for Boy Toy? Is that just something he's always...
Is that positive?
It was when I showed up to the Buckin' Dough and he had it on his shirt. I'm like...
That's what everybody knows him for. Right?
There's something more. Yeah, he always would give the thumbs up and I was just like... What?
Like he's just that's just always
really
been
positive guy. That's good. That's what I like.
Yeah, he's always smiling. Always got that thumbs up.
Yeah,
best teeth in the business.
Yeah,
that's what we always joke about.
Yeah,
but so that's what it was. Is that smile, wasn't it? No. Yeah, he's only funny because he's around me. So probably
he's your protege. Yeah,
right. Taught him everything you know. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. I had all these other, you know, but here we are.
Start writing those thoughts down.
Well, we talked about having a whiteboard down here, and then it's just like, No, but I mean, you know, my wife's a nurse, and I know that is a predominantly maybe female position, but she's been doing that for almost 20 years now.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, she started, I think, in 2004, not long after we started dating, and I was like, I got a good one here, so... You know, hold on. No, no, but yeah, she, I'm she's in mental health. She's been doing that since the start, and I'm always been proud of her for, you know, for doing that. So, and like the stuff she's seen,
the body carries the weight it's some term. So, Lauren had a job where she was part of the assisted dying. Program at a hospital, so she was involved in a lot of like assisted deaths, and like the amount of stress that she took on from that, it was insane. There's a book or something that she was given, and it was called The Body, like your body carries it, and like Ricky,
would help.
You can function, and then it's like, but you don't know how badly all this stuff has affected you. Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. That would be tough. That's tough too. Yeah. I know Ricky would, part of her job is like the ER triage, is to kind of help if somebody comes in, not necessarily for mental health, but for if somebody's died and like the family's there, it's kind of like, here's like a grief sort of like, here's some resources to help with what you're dealing with. And it's like, well,
delivering that.
Yeah. Like I just, like she's not telling me died, but it's still like she's there. To these people with like a newly, you know what I mean, like deceased person, it's like, oh my God, like I don't know how you, I couldn't do that. I don't think that happens too much, but it's still like shit. Still, that's a lot of.
If it happens once, it's a lot, right? Yeah. I could really change. I couldn't handle a job like that.
No, or, God, no, no.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Then again, back to like, you know, even with the girls. I mean, watch, like Claire's 8 now, and the twins are younger than her at 5. There we go. Yeah, they're 5. And I mean, just thinking about like 10 years from now, and then, you know what I mean? Thinking about them as older women and stuff. Yeah. It is kind of scary. Yeah. And I mean, you hear all these, like you say, I mean, you know, like you're scared to walk without your dog.
So the one thing that I always thought too was I'm like, I was a really good guy, but I still wouldn't want me to date my daughters. Like,
yeah.
And I was like a super, super, like, no, I'm serious. I was a super good guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things that, like, I probably do wrong or did wrong, but, like, I still, like, I know guys that were worse than that, right? And I'm like, oh, I was a good guy and I wasn't good enough, for any, like, anything. So that's the scary thing. That's what I wanted to say to you when we were talking to Andrea, was just like, I know who I was, and I wasn't a problem, but I still wasn't good enough for some of the girls. Totally. So
yeah
and hopefully they do something.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Or just more Eloise choking kids out, I guess.
I'll just get Claire to hang out with Eloise. Yeah. And
you gotta lock when you lock it in. You gotta really, lock your fingers.
Lock them in. Yeah, make sure you can't get away. No, that's I don't know. Like I say, there's more, but I didn't write anything down.
Speaking of women, so I love listening to like other podcasts, obviously, and I listen to Joe Rogan, and I like and I hate him. I haven't liked him a lot recently, but he had Jewel on. Do you know who Jewel is, or are you too young? You don't know who Jewel is?
You don't know who Jewel is?
Oh my God.
Do you?
I might, but I don't know. Dreams last for so long. Anyways, I'll play you the song, but I listened to her singing.
You were meant for me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I love female singers.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing better than a female singer.
Tell us all who your favorite singer is.
Mariah Carey.
Right.
The
Heartbreaker. Yeah. No.
Yeah, I go to karaoke. That's my song.
Yeah. He does the rap. He does the whole... Do you know who Mariah Carey is? No.
She's too
Heartbreaker.
Young.
Heartbreaker.
She's too young for Mariah Carey, too.
I heard they're thawing her out now for
December. Did you ever go to the Psycho Blast tour? from YTV. Oh my God, I saw Christina Aguilera.
That's a show.
Soul Decision.
I love Christina.
The Moffitts. Do you know the Moffitts?
That was a long ass time ago.
Long time ago.
20 yeah. years ago, at yeah. least. I love Christina Aguilera, as yeah. you know. So. Yeah.
So we're big fans of women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Big fans. Yeah.
Yep.
They help shape us who we are today, too. Yep. And yep. now we have little daughters that we can hopefully shape, too.
Yeah.
Choke out guys. As they get, yeah. Make our own squad of badass yep. girls, you know. So.
Yep. Okay, man.
Yeah. yeah. So what that was think? Episode, what, six?
Is it sick? It is. Yeah, because yeah, you have one that you're working on. Yeah, holy moly.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make you a good commercial, Andrea, for do you have rules about your advertising or is it like
do you have much? Yeah.
Like is there any
we'll see what
like,
we could come up with.
Like if we have like Smooth Talk and Derek be like Andrea.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right, we can do that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, we'll get Derek to.
You have to pay us, though.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah, to be a guest, you have to. Pay.
Yeah, 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 right.
Well,
yeah.
we're trying to pay the bills here.
Get up on the stage here. You got to pay your money.
Yeah, yeah.
My dirty basement.
This is a friendship.
You didn't even bring pizza or anything. Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, so,
but yeah, okay, Matt, let's wrap this up, baby.
Right on. Yeah. Okay. So this is episode 6 of
How to Fail at Everything
and Still Succeed.
I'm Jim.
I'm Jim as well. No, yeah. I'm Matt. I would thank you to Andrea Silva from sales lady, salesperson. What is it? Consultant. I'm sorry. Sales consultant.
Number one sales consultant at Brantford Toyota.
Number one in our hearts for sure.
Yeah. Yep,
no, thanks for coming. Our first guest. And that was excellent.
Yep. All right. Thanks.
Thanks. See you next time.
Yep.
How to Fail at Everything and Still Succeed has been recorded live in the Dusty Dungeon in Paris, Ontario. Starring Jim Haladish and Matt Oderson, and a special thanks to Derek Polanco.